3 years ago, when he was just 17 years old, Stephen Elliott and his brother decided to take a blind shot, as Stephen calls it, in the entrepreneurial world. The two of them started a company called Elliott Havoc. They started with ergonomically sound sunglasses. A few months later, Stephen was inspired to create a new product.
Well, a couple months ago, I needed a new wallet, and I wanted a wallet to be able to carry the things I needed, and just that, in an efficient way. So I went about looking for that wallet, and I couldn't find it. So I designed Dash, which is a wallet that combines a practical and minimalist design, carrying cash and cards in a very efficient way, in which you can swipe a card without actually taking it out of your wallet.
After I drew up the designs for the Dash wallet, I actually sewed the first one myself out of fabric I cut out from a t-shirt.
Elliott then went on to look for manufacturers to make this wallet. Having family in China, he acquired contacts who could help him.
And after a couple months of back and forth communication on kind of describing what I exactly wanted, I was able to get a quotation and a manufacturer that matched what I wanted.
Now a second-year economics student, Stephen Elliott designed the product, got a manufacturer to make it, and then it was time to spread the word. Justin Janes, third-year linguistics student and Elliott's business associate, created a logo for the product.
I kind of wanted to compliment the simplicity of the wallet because I was inspired by the minimalist design of it and the fact that it's so simple and it's so basic. I just want to make a logo that was similar to that.
The two of them went on to make a video promoting the product to supplement the launch of the wallet on Kickstarter.com, a crowdfunding website, which means that an idea is presented through videos or images on a site where people then fund your project. Funding a product is called backing on Kickstarter. That money goes to fund the project and your business.
And once you finish your campaign project, you take the money, you create the product, and you start your business, and you send out the rewards to all the backers, and in my case, wallet.
Second-year life sciences student Julius Palaroan was one of Dash's backers. He invested $20 on Kickstarter and got a wallet.
I'm a simplistic guy. The wallet is very simplistic, and I didn't like bulky like stuff in my pants, and like that really got to me.
Elliott's company had 60 days on Kickstarter to reach their goal of raising $10,000. It took them 1 week. They went on to raise almost $64,000.
About 3,500 units have been pre-sold, so those will begin shipping starting in about 2 weeks. So that's after all the funding goes through and it's processed. And I've shipped out samples to a bunch of websites to review the actual product, and I've had a couple free giveaways on Facebook.
Bill McKelvey is a professor emeritus of strategic organizing, complexity science, and econophysics. He spoke to me about some of the hurdles young entrepreneurs like Elliott can face.
A lot of companies, they have a cute product to begin with, but then the business plan falls apart. They don't know how to do the marketing. They can't produce it efficiently. Somebody else patents around it.
As Elliott continued his campaign on Kickstarter, he had to do particularly careful planning for his manufacturing, as Professor McKelvey spoke about.
I've been planning manufacturing for the past months, even during the actual campaign on Kickstarter, and that's because a lot of people don't know that China actually kind of shuts down for about a month during Chinese New Year, and that's starting about February 7th. And they take the holiday very seriously, so really nobody goes to work. So I had to get all the manufacturing planned, prepared, and finished by the time they were going to celebrate that holiday.
Elliott heard from other backers like Palaroan from all around the world, including one backer from England who had a special request for Dash to make a wallet that allows cards to swipe vertically like they do in England.
What a lot of people don't know is that everywhere else in the world, cards don't use magnetic strips anymore. They use chips in the cards that are vertical and they don't require swiping. So everywhere else in the world would need a wallet that shifts the card upwards instead of sideways. So I'm going to do that design next, and I have other projects lined up for 2013.
A lot of times, coming up with that second idea and making it successful is the biggest challenge.
90% of startups fail because the founding entrepreneur doesn't become what we call a professional manager. They don't understand marketing. They don't understand accounting. They don't know how to make it more efficiently, and eventually somebody else does. And then a lot of entrepreneurs, it's a function of their network. Are they good at getting the right people to help them out, either making it or shipping it? Are they good at raising money? Sometimes relatives are really helpful. Sometimes something like Kickstart is the thing to use. And then ultimately you still have to make the thing and get it to the customers.
While being a successful young entrepreneur is a challenge, with the right kind of knowledge, planning, and help, Elliot and his company could have all of the tools to make their future ventures just as or more successful than Dash. For Daily Bruin Radio, I'm Janaki Mehta.